Daf is Daf Mem Dalet. Two lines downward for everybody. Tana Rabbanan. Fine. That works out. Yeah.
Where are you? I'm in
Two lines from the
Memnah.
top. Mem Dalet. Unless you want to go back.
Okay.
But I figured you got to the top of Mem Dalet. But if not, we certainly
No,
go
it's okay.
back.
Go ahead.
So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. Two lines down. Gavo b'chovo o shalachu sikrikum. Let's say we're talking about if a person, a rav, sells his eved, so certain halachas, he's mocher avdo, the Mishnah said he's yatzal cheres. So let's say the person collects it. Rashi says, gavo ha'ovid kochavim le'eved b'chovo. So the guy has a certain debt he wants to collect from the Jew. So he collects the eved as his point of payment. B'chovo shayalo al Yisrael. He has a certain obligation to collect from the Yisrael. Fulo macholov lo lova olav. The Jew didn't sell it to him, and the Jew didn't lend it to him. The guy on his own took it. Or to a situation of sikrikon, the Gemara and Gittin will talk about this later on, but at least here now, Rashi says, Bishasha Yisrael mufkarin lahariga, the times when the Yidden were considered hefker, anyone could kill them. Vamar lov kacham, you could bribe the guy, shalasa karkazu, take this land, o eved zev, hinichanu, and take this eved, and he leaves the Jew alone. So these situations, the Gemara paskins, lo yatzal cheres, the eved kanani does not go free in this case. So the reason being, Rashi says, the onus who the only reason why we said that a person, a Jew who sells an eved, the eved goes free is because it's kanas. Really, mid ikar dim, you're allowed to sell an eved kanani, and there's no kanas. The eved kanani does not go free. But since we said when I sell the eved kanani to a non-Jew, he's not going to keep mitzvahs anymore, and he's supposed to keep mitzvahs. He's a partial yid when he's in my possession, and even when he leaves, he's still a partial Jew. So when he goes into the hands of the goyim, he no longer keeps Shabbos, no longer keeps mitzvahs. So because of that, I get penalized. I'm forced to let him go free. I can never get him back. But in the case where I'm ones, I didn't sell him. I was against my will that he was taken away from me. There, I'm not penalized, and the guy stays. Rather, the eved kanani stays as the eved kanani.
Why is he against the will if he's going to be alone?
It wasn't where I gave it to him. It wasn't where I willingly sold. I was in a situation where I had no choice. I had to pay back the debt. And I guess I was not sure in danger or not.
It's very different than everything else.
But the knas is the only situation where I did it willingly to sell it. So Gemara is about to say right now, though. We're about to ask the question. You're quite v'chov lo when it comes to a debt, not misvar, but from a text. In a case of a debt, the eved doesn't go free. The Gemara asks, Haresha unto Beis HaMelech. Let's say the Beis HaMelech, the government takes away my eved. Garno, if he takes from my field, rather, not if he takes from my field. In Bechovo, if he's taken because I have an obligation of taxes to pay, let's say, Chayv Lasser, I have to take Meiser. Even though he's taking hundreds of dollars of my apples, I still have to take Meiser from those apples if it's for the Chov. So you see, as a Chov, I'm obligated to do my whatever requirements are. I have to pay my Chov, I'm Chayv from Meiser. So too, if I pay back my debt, like your question, if I pay back my Eved, the debt with my Eved Kanani, that should be a similar situation of selling my Eved and he should go free. And the Gemara just finishes the Brayso. Im banfaros, if it's an anfaros, which Rashi says means hefsed. Let's say it wasn't because of an obligation, but because he decided one day he wanted to take my field away, then that's not considered a chov. But then I'm pater milaser. I'm not responsible to pay those apples. I'm not getting any hana from paying back my chov. But this is he just woke up one day and stole my fruit away. I don't have to take mice on those fruit that were stolen. But what comes out from this Brayso is that for my chov, I'm getting hana by me fulfilling my chov. That's a hana for me. So it should be the same thing when I sell my eved kanani. That's hana for me. And that should be similar to mechira. And he should yatzal cheros. So the Gemara answers, Shaini hasam de kamishtar shele. There it's different because I'm mishtar shele. What does that mean, mishtar shele? Says Rashi, I'm getting hana by me paying my apples as my taxes to the government, so I'm getting hana. I'm chayiv to take meiser in that case. That's a regular use of my meiser, my fruit. When it comes to eved, it's a penalty. The institution of the penalty was because I sold it. I didn't sell the eved willingly. He took it against my will. He wanted to collect money. I didn't have money, so he took my eved kanani instead. That's not mechira. That was not part of the initial penalty instituted. Gemara now attempts to bring another raya now. Tashma, the Dama Rav Hamocher Avdol Lefarnhag. If you sell an Evet to a Farnog, Ovid Kochavim, the Loch is Yatzel Echeres. What's a Farnhag? I'm not even sure I pronounce this word. But what's a Farhanag? How do they do this in the Basifta? What do they pronounce this as? Farhang. You sell it to Farhang. So what's a farhang? It says Rashi. Farhang is matik v'shem alilus machrolo b'dimei anfariyaso shahali olav. It's a situation where it sounds like you weren't, you didn't really want to collect this. It was against your will almost, that the king had appointed certain people to collect the avadim from you. So you weren't really willingly selling this to the king. He took this from you. Yet the halacha is still where you there's a kanas. It wasn't where I willingly sold him. I was forced to sell the eved kanani. So it should be a situation of onus, and the eved should not go free. So Gemara says, no, here too you are also responsible. It's similar, even though you were kind of forced to sell, you weren't that forced. Because hasam havle lefayas v'lefayas. You should have somehow appeased him with other money, give him some money, some cash, that would have made him happy. Instead, you're willing to give up the Eved Kanani. Therefore, the Eved Kanani, as the penalty, does go free. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Rav HaMocher Avdo lefarhang, Oved kochavim yotz lecheres. So we said before, it's quoting that same statement. My havelei lemeved. What should he have done? Havelei lefayis for lepayis. It seemed like a repeated discussion above, but basically he should have appeased him with something else, and he didn't. So therefore, the master is responsible as well, and the eved kanani does go free. Asks the Gemara, Bai Rabbi Yirmiyah macho l'shloshim yomah. Let's say I sell my eved kanani for 30 days. For 30 days, he's going to go live with the goyim, have a good time, worship before the Zohar, not keep Shabbos, not keep mitzvos. But in 30 days, he's going to come back into my possession. Is that going to be subject to the penalty of selling the eved kanani l'olam? Or even for shloshim yom, will be subject to halacha? So ma, what's the halacha? Am I going to be penalized and have the eved kanani go free, even if I only sell him for a few days? So Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya. Damar Rav HaMocher Avdo LeFarhang, Oved Kochav Miyotz LeCheres. So we see if I sell the Farhang, which Rashi is the Havmin is, I sell him only temporarily. Says Rashi, Katzaka Daitech LeAvod, Avodas HaMelech Adzman Ploni Ilashiv. I was willing to sell him to serve the king for the next month. The king was, let's say, local in my town. He needed someone to help him while he's staying over in the town for the next 30 days. So I was willing to give my goy up, my Eved Kanani up for 30 days, but he's going to return back to me. Yet, nonetheless, the psak was Yatz Lecheres. So even selling a Eved Kanani for 30 days, the din is Yatz Lecheres. The Gemara says, no, hasam befarhang oved kacham sheino chozeres. It's a situation where I sell my Eved to be for the king forever, liolam. But Eina Hanami, perhaps if I were willing to sell him only for 30 days, he would not necessarily Yatz Lecheres. So there's no raya from that Gemara. Gemara says, what about a case of machu chutma mlachto? Let's say I sell the Eved Kanani to a guy, but there's with a limitation. Rashi says, what does mean chutz mimlachto? Gufo kanei lecha, I say to the guy that the body of the Eved will be kanei to you, you'll own him. Ubevaj lish tishtabit bo, but you can't enslave him. Shlomacho ela lasio lishivchasa levala. So you could use him to produce children, to produce other avadim, but not to enslave him. The hashta in this situation, lo mafka mib mitzvahs lechal Shabbos. He's not going to be mechal Shabbos and all the other mitzvahs. He's going to be still keeping Shabbos. Or inami says Rashi, machal mlachto chutz b'shabbosos v'yamim tov mahu. I sell him for the weekdays, but not for yamim tov and not for Shabbosos. So he's going to continue to keep Shabbos. His work won't violate any of the hilchos Shabbos. So there he's going to still work as a Jew, live as a Jew, yet he'll be just serving the guy. There'll be no contradiction. So maybe there will be no penalty. Gemara asks further, let's say I sell him, I sell him to work for you, except for he can't violate any mitzvos, so he's going to still keep mitzvos. That was part of the stipulation. Or let's say, chutz mi shabbosos yom tov mahu, same idea, leger toshav, let's say I sell him to a ger toshav liyisrael mumer mahu. These situations where a ger toshav, Rashi says, shekibu alav shlo lavod avodas chachavim v'ochon nevelas, he doesn't eat nevela, and he doesn't mechal Shabbos, he doesn't avod azara, all these things, he's a ger toshav, so he keeps all the halachos. So there he's going to be in an environment where he's able to be conducive to keeping the mitzvos. Or let's say a situation at Yisrael Mumar where he's really a Yid. There's no problem with selling to a Yid. He happens to not keep the mitzvos. Is that going to be part of the penalty? Or let's say Lakusi, where we know his status is a debate. Pa'mahu, what's the lacha in all this situation? The Gemara says, Pasha Miha Chad, we can answer at least one of these. I do know a Bryce that has one of these answers, and that's a Ger Toshav Harehu Ovid Kochavim, that he has a din of Ovid Kochavim, and therefore if you sell to a Ger Toshav, the halacha will, and Ger Toshav is not a Ger Tzedek, he's not a Ger. He's a Goy who keeps upon himself not to keep up with the Zara. Big Machoket doesn't mean also to be Makabel to keep all of the Sheva Mitzvot B'Neach or Dafka of the Zara. Either way, the psak is that selling to a Ger Toshav is like selling to a Goy, and the Eved will go free. You sell to Kusi Yisrael Mumar, those situations where the status is unclear, they're Jewish but they don't keep the halachos, Amrilei kovid kochavim. Some say they have the din of a goy. Some halachas they in fact do. Like, for example, yai nesach. When it comes to yai nesach, touching wine, that's a problem. When touching Yisrael mumar, who's mechal Shabbos for hesya, it might make the wine problematic. And Amrilei kisro, others say, has a din of Yisrael, and one's allowed to sell, and will not be, the ever will not yatsa lecheros. Okay. Marna asks the question, "Boy, minay me Rabbi Ami." That's from Rabbi Ami. Eved shehipil asma legayasos. Let's say an eved, he throws himself to the gayasos. He throws himself. He wants to be part of the army. So he makes himself. He throws himself as part of the soldiers, and the soldiers overtake him. And now he's one of the members of the army. Vein rabo yachal leotziu. And now the owner, I have no ability to extract him, to redeem him from being one of the members, from being a soldier. All my avenues of getting him back are completely shut down. I can't get him through a Jewish court system. I can't get him back through a non-Jewish court system. So what's halacha? Mal shiyat yitel es damav. Am I allowed to try to get money from the army? They took over my Eved Kanani. They're going to pay. They should take payment. So can I attempt to take money? Now, what's the problem with this? So is Rashi explaining the tzedakah here? Rashi does not. But I guess the idea is, if I try to collect money, does it become now as if I'm selling him now? If he just went to the goyim, so that's one thing. But if I'm now taking money, even though I didn't want to initially, but I'm taking money, that might be similar to mechira, and then that means the eved goes free. So I'm going to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to Rabbi Zerika, poke ayin b'mechiltecha, go.
Here it says two opinions. One says that there's a make a gzera, maybe he's going to go ahead and lemochro lechatchila.
Ah, gzera too.
And then the Rabbeinu Tam says that the suffix is that one, since he took the money beratzon, shema yesh lachshosh she'asa beha'arama. Maybe like he tricked it. He actually gave it to the army and then got
okay,
it.
Very good.
It's very good money and all good.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so either it's going to lead to selling lechatchila, or perhaps it's part of the trickery he had in mind. Okay. So Gemara says, what's the answer? So Amar Lei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Le Rabbi Zreika, poke ayin b'mechiltecha, go investigate, research, go look in the Masechta, go look throughout, you're going to find the answer somewhere. I'm not going to tell it to you, but this is the research project, find out what the answer is. So Nafik Dak V'ashach, he went and he looked, and Zreika found out, the Tani found the Braisa Taka. The Braisa says, Hamocher Beisel Ovid Kochavim, you sell your house to a guy. Damav Asurim, the money is Asur. So why is the money us? I can't sell my house to a guy. So says Rashi, we're talking about a situation in Eretz Yisrael where there's an Issa Derais, the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, the Amar Kra, lo sechanem lo siten lahem chaniya bakarka. There's three understandings of what the positive lo sechanem means. Either it means don't give a gift for free to a guy, comes up with tips, giving tips to waiters and to the mailman and to the other people who help you out, that's all permitted. But let's say you're walking down the street and you have some extra cash or some, let's say, food. You're eating at a store, you're eating Carl's and Gabby's. Many goyim like going to Carl's and Gabby's with an extra french fries. Could you give the french fries to the guy I'm sitting next to? That might be an Isser. Lo sechanim. You don't know them. You have no relationship. You're giving a free gift to them. That's one Isser. Isser two is that you're not allowed to have any karka. You can't sell karka in Eretz Yisrael to them. Chutz la'aretz you're allowed to, but Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to. And the third Isser is you can't give them compliments. You can't say Michael Jordan's the best. I'm outdating myself. You can't say LeBron James the best basketball player ever. I'm still outdating myself. It's probably now Steph Curry. You can't say Steph Curry's the best basketball player ever. That's giving them a chaniya. So that's all Isser. So one of the Isserim is giving a karka in Eretz Yisrael to goyim. So if I do sell to a goy a house in Eretz Yisrael, that money becomes us because I violated an Isser. Fine. We're trying to use this as a raya for a second for the case of an Eved going to the army. So then the Gemara says, V'obed kochavim she'onas beisos she'yisrael. Let's say the goy takes my house against my will. He takes it away from me. Vein ba'ilav yachal lehotziu. Now I can't take it out of his hand. Lo b'dine Yisrael, lo b'dine avod kochavim. Then that case mutalitel es damav v'kosev amala bar kol shelahem mipneishu kamatzim yadam. Then I'm allowed to try to take him to court at least to collect the money from him. I can't take the house back. He took the house. He's not giving it up. He loved my house. He kicked me off. But I can at least attempt to take money for this. So there it's usser, and there it's mutter rather. Why is it, in that case it's mutter? If I sell it willingly, it's usser. But if I'm forced to sell, then it's mutter. So here too also, I'm not allowed to lichachila sell an eved kanani. But if I'm forced to sell, I could try to collect my money back, and that would be mutter. That's the Rai that Gemara wants to say, comparing a bias to an eved kanani. So Gemara says, Dilma hani mili bayis, dechem delo sagi le bil bayis, lo asa lizvune. Maybe it's a different when it comes to a house, because a house, I can't have anything without a house. I need the house. It's necessary for me to live with the house. So therefore, it's not going to lead me to sell the house in the future. It's not going to be lechachila. I need that. Aval avda, the sagi le bil avda, but when it comes to an eved kanani, I'm sagi, it's enough for me to live without an eved. I don't need an eved kanani. It's not necessary for me. Then if they permit me to be forced to sell, if I could redeem the money back when the guy went to the army, then it's going to Asa Lizvuni. It will lead me to sell him Lechachila the next time. It sounds like the sheet that you said with Rashi, I think. That might lead me to, the first sheet of that, it might lead me to next time Lechachila sell Eved Kanani. Although, or perhaps we say there is no difference, just like in the case where I'm forced to sell my house. It's mutter, the money's mutter, and so too when I'm forced to sell my Eved Kanani, it might be mutter as well. That's the suffix. So the Gemara says, Shalach Lehu Rabbi Ami, Mini Amar Barnasan, Torah Yotzi Lechol Yisrael, that a Torah went out to Eretz Yisrael, that there's a Hera, a certain Psak went out to all of Klal Yisrael, which is what? That an Eved Shehiv Pil Atzmo Legayasos Vein Rabbi Yachol Otzir Lo B'di Yisrael Lo B'di Yavad Chachavim. This is our very case. What's the Psak? Mota Lital Esdamav, you're allowed to take the money, V'kosav Umale Barkal Sheov Yachachavim, B'nei Shuk Matzim B'yadim. You are allowed to try to get money from them and take them to a court system, to a secular court, in order to have them sign off and collect the money from them. So that's the psak. It is mutter. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hamocher Avdo Lovi Kochavim, person sells his Eved to a guy, Konsen also Ad Mea B'damav, you're able to penalize him 100 times the value of the Eved. So let's say the Eved sold for $100. You could sell 100 times that amount, $10,000, you could force him to pay a penalty until he's willing to redeem the guy, the Eved Kanani rather, back. So Gemara wants to know, Dafka or Lov Dafka? Doesn't mean Dafka 100? Or maybe that's just embellishing. It doesn't have to be 100. You could penalize him as much as you want. It could be less than that. It could be more than that. But Lav Dafka 100. What does it really mean? 100 is the amount. You could do up until 100, no more, but you can't do less if you want. But 100, you're allowed to go up that high. That's the kash in the Gemara. So Gemara says, Toshma, they bring a raya. Damar Ishlakish the Gemara Vodazarav, the Hamochra Behema Gasa, a person sells a larger animal, a cow, let's say, Lobri Kochavim to a goy, Konsun also Ad Asar B'damaha. You are allowed to penalize him a 10 times the value of the cow. So I spoke about cows a lot. I think we estimated cows $1,000. It could be completely wrong, but we always use that. $1,000 for a cow. So you're allowed to penalize the seller 10 times at $10,000 until he's willing to buy back. What's the problem of selling a Bema Gasa? So the Gemara explained, Rashi doesn't explain this here, does he? But it's because of Isum of Shabbos. The issue is, let's say I rent my cow out to a guy and he uses it on Shabbos, so everyone knows this is my cow, my cow's working on Shabbos, so therefore the Aser not only renting it, but even selling a cow would be Aser. But the penalty goes up until 10 times the amount. So what's the Raya from here? So Rashi says, Ad Asara, this is around 15 lines up in Rashi, Alma Bahanoch the Kanis Rabbanim B'mechira Didu Lo Kanis Kuli Hai. So no, when other situations where the Chachamim instituted a penalty, they didn't go up till 100. So the 10 is really the Dafka. The Bema Gas is really the 10. And when we said 100, in the case of Eved Kanani, that was just a way of embellishing. But really, Mea was not Dafka. Well, I said, what do you mean? Maybe there's a difference in the penalty for a Bema Gasa versus the penalty of Eved Kanani. What's the difference? Dilma shiny Eved, the chol yom of the yom of mafkilim mitzvos. Every single day where the Eved is not working as an Eved, he missed out on mitzvos. So therefore is a much higher penalty for that. As opposed to Bema Gasa, there's a gzeir only, there's no real big concern there, and then it's only up until 10 times the price of the cow. Ikadami. Others have a different version of this. Amr Bishu ben Levi, Hamocher Avdo Lovid Kochavim, a person sells an Eved to a guy, Konsenasa Adasar Badamov. In this case, the presentation is selling the Eved is only 10 times the amount. So the Gemara asks, Dafka, Lov Dafka, does it mean Dafka 10 or Lov Dafka? It could even be more or less. So Toshma, Damar Ish Lakish, Hamocher Behem Agasa, now selling the cow, Lovid Kochavim, Konsenasa Admea. Now this is the opposite, Admea Bedamea. In the case of Behem Agasa, is 100 times. So what's the right in this direction? So we think the same halacha should apply to an Eved. If a Bema Gas is going to be 100, so certainly an Eved Kanani should be 100 also. So when we mentioned 10 before by the Eved Kanani, that was Lav Dafka. But really, the Knas could go up until 100. So Gemara says, Shiny Eved de lo hader le. The difference by Eved is, he's not going to be Chozer. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shiny Eved Delohadirle, four line, narrow lines up. Kolomer, Dilma Tarvayu Dafka, maybe both cases is Dafka. Ah, so why is Evid only 10 and Bemagasa 100? Vevid, Hainu Taima, Delohansu, Kulehai, Delohadilamari, Basa de Parkle, Deha, Tanan Yatsa, Lacheris. Because even when the Evid, rather when the Rabbo redeems the Evid Kanani, he's already free. The takana was, he goes free. When I sell him to a guy, he goes free. Now, even though he's free in the possession of the guy, I still have an obligation to free him, again, free, to be really, really free. So since he's not going to be mine anymore, it's not really so fair to penalize me times 100. He's not mine anymore. It's not my responsibility anymore. And therefore, the limitation was only 10 when it came to the Eved. So Gemara says, Ela behema time am I. So when it came to behema, why did we institute such a high penalty? Mishum de hajile lahajile, because it goes back to my possession.
Right.
So the Gemara said, wait, so why not do liknei say tveicha? Do one more, do 11. Why if you do 100? 10 for an Eved Kanani who does not go back to my possession, and do 11 for a Behema Gasa who does go back to my possession. Ella Eved milsa de lo shchichi, milsa de lo shchichi lo gazer beirabanim. It's very uncommon for a person, a Jew, to sell their Eved to a guy, and therefore the penalty was much less. And that of a Behema Gasa, which was more common. Now this is interesting because normally we have Milsa de la Shchicha, we don't have any Gzera. This application, Milsa de la Shchicha, we're limiting the application as opposed to saying there is no Gzera at all. Just interesting. Okay. Gemara now says the last few lines here. Ba'i Mene Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yasi. Macher Avdo, a person sells his Eved, Umes. Now the owner, the seller, dies. The father dies. Now, Mahu Shikansu as Beno Achrav. Now do we penalize the son afterwards, and do we make the son redeem him for the 10 or 100 times the amount of the Eved Kanani? Or no, it was only a penalty on the father, but the son did nothing wrong, so the son shouldn't have to redeem him. Sim Tim Shalom, if you say, Tsarim Ozen Bechor, let's say the father, in a different scenario, we're comparing other types of Kanasos. So the father takes the ear of the Bechor, and he cuts it off and makes the Bechor into Mum. So it's beneficial for him. So he makes it into a Mum. Umes, now the father dies. Kuntu b'no achav, are we going to penalize the son afterwards? What's the penalty? Rashi explains on the dinim here. Rashi says, let me say here, one second here.
You
can't shecht it. Right, so you can't shecht it anymore.
Exactly.
So even though really that when there's a mum, you're allowed to shecht it, in this case, you inflicted the mum, so therefore the chamur goes there. So that gzera going to pass down to the child as well. So the Gemara says, maybe only in the case of the Tzerem Ozen, by the Bechor, we're going to Kantsu B'no Achrov, Mishum D'Isur D'Raisa. He violated the father, violated an Issur D'Raisa. There's an Issur D'Raisa to be Matil Mum in a Bechor. So since the father violated an Issur D'Raisa, that will be Morish, if you will, to the son. Here, the situation of selling the Eved is only a Issur D'Rabbanan, so therefore it maybe wasn't so severe, and the son wouldn't be responsible for redeeming the Eved. If you want to say maybe another direction, let's say the father tried to delay his malacha. He wanted to do malacha. I'm very busy during the year. I had some work I needed to do around the house. I left it available for chol moed. So he left it undone, was planning to do a chol moed, which is also to do, but then he dies before chol moed. So now what's can the son, who's yorish the property of the father, was mechavin melachta, he was not delaying the work until chol moed, it was his father. But now he has to take care of his house, the needs of the house. Is he able to do the work that was left over on chol moed? It wasn't his delay. So lach is, im tim salomer kivim melachta b'moed, umeis, and the father dies, lo kantu b'no achrav, we do not penalize the son, and the son may do the melacha on chol moed, whatever the case might be. Why mishum delo avid isura? Because the son did nothing wrong. So, but here, when it comes to the case of selling Eved Kanani, my lididei kantzer banan v'hal lese, do we say that the father was the one who sold the Eved Kanani? He's no longer around, so there is no knas to the son. Or perhaps do we say lemamona kantzer banan, or with the nature the knas was on the Eved, the chefs of the Eved, v'ha'isa, and the Eved Kanani is around, so maybe then the penalty should continue to exist, even for the son. That's the shala. Is it a chefs or a gavra type of knas? On the father, who no longer is around, or on the chefs, and the Eved is still around? So the Gemara says, Amr Leh, Tanisu, they bring a brisa when it comes to a sod that shenisikvatza b'shvius, my field during Shemitah, which I'm not allowed to work. But let's say I went ahead and shenisikvatza, I took out all the thorns. I removed the thorns. I didn't do anything positive. I removed all the negative. So what's halacha with that? So the Gemara says that tizra l'motzei shvius, I'm allowed to plant the next year. There is no violation, or at least there's no penalty in the case of removing the bad thorns. But let's say nityafa on the daira, let's say I made it better. Rashi says what it means is nizdavla, I fertilized the property, or I did some type of other plowing with fertilizer. Or is that, and if I did that case, then the kanas is low tizra l'motzei shvius. There I did some positive benefit to the property, then I cannot plant it the next year, the kanas says. So what's it? How does it relate to us? So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Naktina, and Hativa Umeis Beno Zara. Let's say the father did the Hativa, and then the father dies. The son is allowed to plant it the next year. The Knas does not carry through to the son. Ama Lidi Dei Kanser Banan. To the father it was the penalty. Libre Lo Kanser Banan. But to the son there is no penalty. So here too also, the penalty did not pass to the son, and the son would not have to redeem the Eved Kanani. Some rabbi, Bai says, Naktinan Time Taros Shechaveru Meis. Let's say the father was metame some other guy's taros. He went ahead, he was tame, and decided to touch all his neighbor's taros, and now it's all tame, and the friend can't eat it anymore. What's the halacha? So normally that when the guy's alive, he has to pay that. It's called a hezek sheino nikur. It's unrecognizable. There's nothing noticeable. When you look at the fruit, it looks the same now and then. But still, he has to pay it anymore. He can't eat it anymore. But if the father dies, the son, meis, lo kanser banan beno achra. We do not penalize the son. He did nothing wrong. So my taima, hezek sheino nikur, lo shmei hezek, v'kanser kanser banan, he lididei kanser banan, levrei lo kanser banan. What came to that case was hezek sheino nikur, which is an unnoticeable type of hezek, and therefore there is no real mazik on a derayis level. It's only a iser midirabanan. The Gemara doesn't use lashon iser, but it's a kanas.
It's a real kanas. Meaning, if he goes and he's moda,
mm-hmm.
he goes. The guy goes and he says, you know, I'm good.
Moda kanas pater lechori, he's pater. Yeah, exactly.
He says, I won and I actually made.
I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it.
So. Well, then the Gemara says, I think there's a situation. Oh, it comes to pigel. Pigel is the same type of thing. When a coin's mefagel, he has a machshava on the carbon. He ruins the carbon, but machshava is not. It says hedek shein nikur. So we say the coin were very makbin on tumah, of course. So if they're mefagel something, they become tameh. Why? Because we want them to admit to the owner that they're mefagel the carbon. If they're tameh, then they're going to be forced to explain why they're tameh. In order to, otherwise they wouldn't know. Very possible, I could bring a carbon. You'll never know, and you'll never be yotzei your carbon. Anyway, so in this situation, apparently the halach is that this knas of hezek shenirik nikur of tame v'tima taros shechavero, the son is not going to be penalized afterwards. So too, by the case of evakanani l'chora, the son should not be penalized either. Let's keep going. The Gemara says, "Oh, l'chutzlart." Let's say the Jew sells the eved l'chutzlart.
This is kind of. It seems that that's the right. That's a halacha, right?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
And the case before also.
Those two cases are consistent, right. The case of Shvius and the Hezek Sheino Nikur, the son is not going to be penalized.
Right.
Mar now quotes from the Mishnah, O l'chutz l'artz, let's say you sell the Erekanani the chutz l'artz. So the halacha was, he jatz l'cheres as well. So the Gemara says, even if you sell to a Jew l'chutz l'artz, it still goes free. Selling to chutz l'artz is going to allow the Eved to go free. Tan Rabbanan, Hamocher Avdo L'chutz L'artz, Yach L'cheres, V'tzarch Get Shechor. You have to give a Get Shechor, Mirabo Sheni, from the second master, from the person who he sold to. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Pamim Yatza, Pamim Lo Yatza. That's all clear cut. Depends on the scenario. Sometimes he does go free, and sometimes he doesn't. Ketad. Omer Ploni Avdi, Macharti L'Ploni Antuchi. If I sold to the person Antuchi, which it sounds like a person who came from a certain place, I sold to a guy, I sold to an Egyptian, let's say. I sold to an Egyptian, the law is he loyat to the chers, he doesn't go free. L'antuchi sheba antuchi, if I sold to an Egyptian in Egypt, then he's yatza. So it depends. I sold to an Egyptian, perhaps he's living in Israel. There's no indication becoming telling which nationality he comes from, doesn't tell me where I'm selling him to.
Yeah.
So it's not just selling him, fine.
He was born in Antochia.
Antochia, okay, I don't know what the equivalent would be nowadays. I chose the Egypt.
Antioch.
Syria
or Turkey, Antioch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So, v'hotani mechartil l'antuchi, yotza. If I sell to a Antuchi, let's say, since it really is a place, they weren't making it up, and it exists in Turkey or somewhere, I sold to a Turkish fellow, So the halach is he does go free. But if I sell lantuchi has sharoi belud, a guy who's living in Lud, which is a place in Eretz Yisrael, lo yatsa, he doesn't go.
This is more chamor. He has to really actually say
where he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Not enough to just tell stam. So the case is, if I say I'm selling to a Turkish guy in Turkey, he certainly goes free. If I sell to a Turkish guy living in Lud, he certainly stays as an Eved.
Right.
If I say I'm selling to a Turkish guy, that's but I don't say where, that's a machlokas.
Right.
First price was, we assume, if I didn't say where he lives, we assume he lives in Israel. And the second guy says, if I don't say where he lives, I assume he lives in Turkey, where he comes from. So what's the, how do you reconcile this? The Gemara answers, lo kasher. Hod the isle beis be'Eretz Yisrael, hod the isle ushpiz be'Eretz Yisrael. If the guy's known to have a house in Eretz Yisrael, so then we could assume that it was sold in Eretz Yisrael. Even though I say he's a Turkish guy, he's sold in Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't go free. If we know he only has a guest house he's staying in, he's staying over in a hotel, then we assume he does not live in Eretz Yisrael, he lives back in Turkey, and then we assume that the Eved goes free. Rabbi Yirmiya asks the following question. Ben Bavel, a guy who's from Bavel, Shinasa Isha Berta, who marries a woman from an Israeli woman, who now Lechor is going to go back to Bavel to live with him. V'yachnisa lo avadim v'shvach, she comes to a very chashiv, wealthy family. She brings within her her dowry, a lot of avadim. V'dayta lachzer, and now he wants to go back to Bavel. That's where they want to live. So now is this case, is this like selling, is this going chutzlarts now? Are these free, avadim going to go free? They start off in Israel with the woman. So maha, what's the halacha? Tibay leman damar hadin ima. Tibay leman damar hadin ima. If you remember the Gemara in Ksuba, sometimes when there's a certain debate how things go, one paskins we always go with him, and the other paskins we always go with her. So no matter how you slice it, there's going to be the same shiloh within each world. Meaning, leman damar hadin ima. Those who paskin normally we go following her. She always has the upper hand. Kaven da hadin ima. Since the halach is with her, kedida dam. It's like hers. And when it goes to Bavel, so then it's going chutzlarts. The avadim will go free. Or perhaps we say Kevin the Meshabdi like Perakidide, since he has rights. What?
Why? Because she's like it's like he she's being Kone Avadim, is it?
I'm sorry, other way around. You're right. Rashi says last few lines, Kidida dummy, it's like hers. Bilav mechir, it's not right. Like a mechir, right. It's still hers, and therefore the Eved doesn't go free, because if they were to get divorced or widowed, if she gets divorced or widowed, it goes back, remains in her possession in Israel. So therefore it stays in Ava Avdus. Or Dilma, perhaps we would say, Kevan de Meshabdi Le Lepir, since the husband has full rights to using the Eved, it's Kididei Dam, it's like a sale, and therefore he gets to, it's a mechir, and the Avadim would go free. And the question also goes in the other direction. Tibay leman damar hadin imo. Let's say it's really with him. He always follows. He gets the upper hand. Kevin hadin imo, since he gets the upper hand, kididei dami, it's like his, and therefore the avadim go free. It's like selling to Bavel. Oh, Dilma, kevin de lo karnile le gufe, kididei dami. Since he doesn't have the guf, he has peros, but the guf is still hers. It's still like hers, and there is no mechira. It's not similar to mechira. Gemara ends in a teiku. The Gemara doesn't know the answer. Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Abohu. Shana li Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan taught me to testify as Rabbi Abohu. Evet shiyotza acher rabo l'suria. Let's say the master goes to Suria, and the Evet follows him. Umachor sham rabo yatzlacher. And there in Suria, the master sells Evet Kanani to someone. The halacha is that the Evet goes free. V'hatani, but doesn't the Raisa say that Rabbi Chia ibed esuchuso if the Evet goes to Surya, he loses his zechus. What do you mean he loses his zechus? He loses his zechus. He doesn't have the ability to sell anymore. Right. The very fact of leaving the yitzi alone, the halacha is, he goes free. As opposed to the first case, is only if you sell him there. But if you don't sell him there, you could always go back. So it seems to be a stira. The Gemara says, look.
Meaning that he... Which case?
Let's say the master goes to Surya, and then the Eved follows
because he wants to.
The Ratzon itself.
Right.
He willingly left.
He willingly left with the master, but did he have an option not to go with the master?
Let's see. It sounds like he followed. He just went after Yotzalache. He left after. That's what it sounds like. Oh, I'm sorry. It sounds like. Now the Eved loses the chus to go free. Since the Eved left willingly,
Meaning what? David had a choice to say, no, I'm not going with you?
That's what it sounds like. He went for a trip, let's say. He went for a business trip.
Just not permanent.
Yeah. And he went to that. The Gemara is going to clarify whether it's permanent or not permanent, but it sounds like he left. Went to Syria, just temporarily, let's assume. And the Eved decided to follow him there. So the Eved follows him there. And then there, the master sells him. So the first brisa was that he goes free. It's selling chutzlarts. The second brisa, in the name of Rabbi Chiya, says he doesn't go free. The Eved loses the chutz. The Eved should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that he decided to go follow him, he loses his own zechus. Even if he gets sold in Syria, he does not go free. His zechus of going yatzal cheres is not still there. So what's the difference between these two statements? Lo kashir, kan shadas rabba lachzer, kan shein daitel lachzer. Depends whether das the rabba was to return or not. If the Rashi says, kan shadas rabba lachzer, here was a case where the rab wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, kishi yotza al mnas ken yotza. He left to Syria, planning on returning back. Since he planned on going back to Eretz Yisrael, when he sold in Syria, it's as if he sold from Eretz Yisrael to Chatzar, because his hand is still like planted in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the actual acquisition took place in Chatzar, it was like selling from Eretz Yisrael to Chatzar. The situation where he planned on going back, he did not plan on going back, and the Eved willingly left with him, so it's not like selling from Eretz Yisrael to Chatzar anymore. It's like he left. It happens to be the Rav found some Eved Kanani in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore there's no problem of if he sells it, it's not considered from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara says though, first why line down? V'hatanya, and this Tanya Rashi tells us is not a kasha. It's minichusa. It says Raya. The Brisa says as a support, Yotze Eved Ach Rabu Lusuria. If the Eved follows the master to Surya willingly, Yotze he goes out. I said lo sagi lo nafik. He's not. He forcibly goes out. I mean, he goes out. You're not allowed to force the Eved to go out. Whereas, no, it's not where we force the Eved to go out. Ella, what it means to say is Ella Yotza Eved Acher Rabo, where he went out. Where the Eved decided for some reason to follow his master, the Surya. He willingly left. Umachar Rabo Sham, and there the Rabo sold him. Im Das Rabo Lachzor. If the Das of the Rabo was to go back there to Yisrael, then we're kofano, so then we force him to be motzi the Eved l'cheres, because it's as if you're selling from Eretz Yisrael l'chutzart, since the rabbo planned on going back. But vim ein das rabbo lachzer, if the master did not plan on returning back, so he planned on going and staying in chutzart, then ein kofano, so then we did not force him. It's not as if he sold from Eretz Yisrael to chutzart, since he planned on leaving and staying, and it's Eved who on his own decided to go with him.
Because he's not allowed to take his households to Chutz Laaretz.
He can't force them.
His family or his Eved is part of
it. Right. That's the mission they quoted, I think, from Ksubas here, Ein Motzin. We can't force him to leave. Let's go a few more lines. I think we go to the top of the next page, if that's okay. Because there's no rush with davening today anyways. I think it should flow nicely now. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Anan. Rav Anan says, Shmas Mina Dimar Shmuel. We heard from Shmuel. Tarti. I heard two things in the name of Shmuel. What were the two things? Chadahach. One is that, which we said. Rashi says, Chadahach, Mechiras Eved L'chutzart. Selling an Eved to Chutzart. That's one halacha I heard in the name of Shmuel. Which particular halacha? That if you sell the Eved Kanani L'chutzart, Yote L'cheres. And I heard that about that the kinin is batel. If you do that, the whole entire kinin is cancelled out. Vidach, I heard another statement. Ditmar hamocher sadeh lebishnas hayovel. Let's say I sell during the yovel year. You're normally, if I sell any other time, comes along yovel, returns back the field to the initial owner. But let's say I sold during the yovel year. What's the halacha? So Rav Amar mechura v'yotze. It's a good sale. The money transfers over. The property transfers over. And at the end of the yovel year, it goes back to the original owner. But Shmuel Amar eino mechura kolikar. It does not. The sale is not a good sale, and everything's bottle. So, b'chada hadre zvine, b'chada lo hadre zvine. In one case, we say that the money goes back to the buyer. In one case, the money does not go back, they'll lokech, lose it. So which case? When I sell my Eved to Chutz Laaretz, it's a batel mekach, do I get my money back at least, or do I lose my money? And so too, when it comes to selling during Yovel, which one of the cases I lose the money, one of the cases I get the money back, which is which? So the Gemara says, again, I don't know which case you lose the money, which case you get the money back. So comes along Amar of Yosef, let's investigate. Midatani bebrayse, from the fact that Brayse tells us that Hamocher Abdul Lachutz Laretz Yatzel Cheres. V'tzarach get shichur, mirab sheni, I sell my Eved to Chutz Laretz, and you require get shichur, not from the Rabbi Rishon, but from the Rabbi Sheni, the Lokeach has to give the get shichur. Kanye Rabbi Sheni, it sounds like the Rabbi Sheni actually was Konit. So Lokeach does not get his money back. It was a good sale. V'lo hajizvine, and he does not get his money back. The Chiyam HaShmuel, when Shmuel holds, Hasam Eina Mechura Omas Chozim, when he holds in the case of Yovel, where it's not a good sale, then the money does go back to Lokeach, and that's the difference. The Gemara now says, we could just go a few down.
So in the case of the Eved, he doesn't go back the money, and the buyer is the one who is responsible for the loss.
So for which case? For this Eved.
In the Eved.
Exactly. And then the Gemara said, we could go just six lines down now. Rav Anan Brais Lo Shmuel. Rav Anan didn't know the Brais. He never heard this Brais before. Yeah, it's a long daf. That's why it's worthwhile doing a few lines today. If it's Shmuel, had he had Shmuel alone, Mimai Dinu Mechur Malas Chozin. When he says we have this statement that he knew about, that when it came to selling during Yovel Ein Mechura, but just because it's not a sale, who says Ein Mechura means it's not a sale and the money goes back? Dilma Ein Mechur, maybe it's not a good sale, but the Malas Matana, the money that the Lokeach gave was a gift. No different than me did to have a makadish achos. If a person attempts to marry his sister, he gives money to his sister to marry her. The lacha is that mar ha makadish achos. A guy who marries his sister or tries to marry his sister, rav amar mos chosin. The money goes back to the brother. And Shmuel amar mos matana. No, the money that he gave was a matana. So here too, so even though it says ena machura in the case of Yovel, it doesn't mean that the money goes back. It could be it's not a good sale, but the money is transferred over, just like the case of a makadish achos. Should we go to the dad two dots now? May as well, yeah. Let's go. So Amar Lei Abai, the Rabbi says to Rabbi Yosef now, my chazes, why did you see the kantin lokeach, niknesei lemocher, when it came to the case of the Yovel, where the lokeach loses that money, rather than the Gemara says, it's talking about the Eved, rather. Comes to the Eved,
the
we were coming to lokeach, who loses money, why are you not penalizing the seller? Maybe he should have to return the money back to the lokeach. Amle lav akbar ganav elachura ganav. So what does that mean? Rashi says, "Achura is chura hakosa sheachbar nichnas l'tochov v'nitzal mipnei rodfav." There's a little hole in the wall where their mouse or rodent runs through and is protected from the person chasing, the animal chasing him. So what's the lach here? So I lav akbara again. Amle lav akbar ganav elachura ganav. You didn't steal the mouse. You stole the hole. What's the comparison here?
It's like if there would be no hole, the mouse wouldn't have where to go. The same way, if there would be no buyer for the Eved, he wouldn't be able to sell it.
Uh-huh. So he sold it to the hole was the lokeach. He made the open. He opened the vacuum, the opportunity
right, for
a sale. So I'm like, well, ilav achbar. If there's no mouse, if there's no seller, then chur manale. So what good is a hole? You obviously know you need both parties. You need the buyer and the seller. They're both working together in tandem. So Gemara says. It seemed like wherever there's the Isser, that's where the penalty should be. And right now Rashi says, right now the Eved, who's the Davar Isser, is in the hands of Lokech, so therefore he gets penalized. Tough luck for him, but that's how it works. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.
The kids are still off today or no?
The boys have yeshiva.